On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God was poured out, and God joined himself to the human race. Hallelujah. That was such good news. I know he did it in Jesus beforehand, but now it's widespread. He poured his Spirit out on 120 people and baptized them in the Holy Ghost, causing them to be born of the same Spirit. God joined himself to the human race on the day of Pentecost. It was a special day. Amen. And this 120 people in this upper room, drank these living waters. Hallelujah. They drank the living waters that were being poured out. It was divine life that was being poured out. And Jesus went to the cross and rose from the dead for this day of Pentecost, that the human race, the family of God, might receive divine life from heaven. Hallelujah. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost, but it happens for us too. You know, you can ask Jesus to come into my heart, Lord, and make me alive like you did to those in the day of Pentecost. And when you're born of the Spirit, you'll know it. When he fills you with the Holy Ghost, you'll never be the same again. Amen. And so on the day of Pentecost, we see that men and women began to drink the produce of heaven. And I want to just say, you know, the children of Israel went through the wilderness and they were eating manna. But I want to tell you, that was no big deal. What was the big deal was when they entered into the land of promise, they began to eat the produce of the land. And on the day of Pentecost, we began to eat the produce of heaven. We began to eat divine life. Hallelujah. And what does that divine life do for us? Well, you know, it's going to make us eventually his moral and spiritual reproduction in the universe. You're being made after his own kind. Hallelujah. Children of light. But I want to warn you now, and don't go to sleep on me, because it's just getting started. I'm just getting started. I had to go through that to get to where I'm going. Amen. And I want to talk about children of light are in the world. But the world is full of darkness at the same time. I hear that from all kinds of Christians. You know, the world's full of darkness. And are we in agreement there? Where's the darkness coming from? Where's it? How is it being manifested in our world? You know, if it was coming through the grass, we could just go cut the grass. And that would be the end of that. Amen. Where's the darkness being manifested through? Who's it being manifested through? And I just want to show us a verse from 1 John and chapter 3, verse 10, because we want to know what the Scripture has to say about it. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. And so we see that darkness is coming through the human race. Things are getting darker in the earth, and I'm telling you, it's being manifested through man. And the light of the world is being manifested through men too, men and women that are born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's happening to one group of people, but we heard there's two groups. There's those of this world, and there's those that belong to God. And so I was just trying to make a point here that the darkness that's in the world is being manifested through the human race. And isn't that what Jesus said when he told us about the parable of the wheat and the tares? Let's read that. Verse 38 from chapter 13 of Matthew. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. And so there's two kingdoms here, the outgrowth of two kingdoms. And that's what I'm trying to point to today, the outgrowth of the kingdom of hell and the outgrowth of the kingdom of heaven. And we see Jesus telling us that seed has been planted by the wicked one and one by the Lord. And there's the outgrowth of darkness and the outgrowth of light in the world today. And we can see this. This is hidden from the world. The world doesn't know this is going on, but right now I can tell you there's an outgrowth of heaven and hell going on. Hallelujah. And it's getting me to where I want to go. It's hidden from the whole world. And if you try to tell your neighbor about this who isn't saved, they're going to wonder about you. They may think that there's something strange about you. And but don't worry. Hallelujah. Don't worry about being strange. So there's the outgrowth of two kingdoms, the outgrowth of hell and the outgrowth of heaven. What I'm trying to reveal to us is this great battle that's taking place on the earth. There's an outward manifestation and there's an inward manifestation. There's a natural manifestation and there's a spiritual manifestation. And if we get that, we've got a lot. We're walking home with something. And so what's going to happen next in our world externally? I don't know. Anybody know? I don't know, but I know what's happening spiritually. I know what's happening internally, and that's what I'm here to broadcast today. So, you know, everybody on YouTube knows what's going to happen next externally, or at least they think they do, but they all got a different story. And so I only trust the Lord with that stuff. And so I'm trying to make a point, and but I do know what's going on internally. Hallelujah. And there's the outgrowth of two kingdoms. And what I'm trying to say is the great battle spiritually that's being fought on planet Earth today, right now, under our noses, is the outgrowth of two kingdoms spiritually. And so the outgrowth of darkness and the outgrowth of light are both at work. And where are they fighting? Where is this battle taking place? In your soul, in your mind, in your spirit. Spiritually, it's taking place in each one of us. Hallelujah. And I'm happy to announce you're children of light today because you've been born of the Spirit of God. And so externally, something else might be going on, but internally, this is what's going on. Children of light. Now I want to go to a verse in Revelation. And don't let it scare you, because I'm going into the book of Revelation, chapter 14. And I want to go to verses 9 and 10. It says, "Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, 'If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on their forehead or on their hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out in full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of his holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.'" And that's pretty scary. Hallelujah, don't you think? And don't you think when something scary like that comes along, we better read it. We better take a little look at it. And so here's what I want to say about the mark of the beast, about the image of the beast. Outwardly, I can't tell you when any of these things are going to happen. And I'm talking externally in our world. But I want to tell you something that's going on spiritually, internally. And because I want to ask you, first of all, what is the image of the beast? What is the mark of the beast? Amen. The scripture tells us what the image of the beast is spiritually. And I want to read it to you. Hallelujah. You can find it in Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, evil, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And so an image is a reflection. Amen. You ever look at it in the mirror? Of course you all have. That's why you all look so good. You checked yourself out in the mirror before you got here this morning. And a reflection or an image is a reflection. Hallelujah. And spiritually speaking, this is the image of the beast. Amen. Right there. And these are the marks. And if you want to know when, what is this? Well, it's called the old nature in the Bible. And man inherited it back in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve had sinned. And this is what's happening in the world today. These are the ones that are worshiping the image of the beast. Hallelujah. And the children of light were here this morning worshiping the King of Glory. And he started breaking through. Everybody was getting excited, and including myself. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And so we read in verse 22 and 23 the marks that are left on those who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. So this is the marks of the Holy Ghost on people's lives. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit. And so you can definitely see the difference between those who worship the image of the beast and those that are born of the Spirit of God. And this is going on under our noses as we speak this morning. There's a manifestation of two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness is being manifested, and the children of light are being manifested, just like the Bible says. And spiritually speaking, now, if you will look on the outside, the external, and you're watching for the devil to come along and stamp you. Now, I can't tell you when that's going to happen, but I can tell you spiritually it's already happened. I'm trying to tell you this great battle that's raging between heaven and hell is being fought within each one of us in the hour in which we live. And we're other children of light, or we're children of darkness. Amen. And so this heavenly life within us needs maintenance. It needs to be maintained. We need to drink these living waters. Man in the wilderness was only for a season, and that's was a passageway to higher ground. And the day of Pentecost is when we ate the produce of heaven. We began to eat heavenly life, a divine life, and drink living waters. Jeremiah said, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken the springs of living water and made cisterns for themselves that can't hold water." And I believe Jesus is calling to us this morning. Family of God, we need to stay filled with the Spirit of God. We need to keep our lamps filled with oil. Hallelujah. And there's an inner war raging, not just an outer one. Amen. Anyone notice that? I'm sure just I'm not the only one. Hallelujah. And so I'm here to remind us this morning that how much we need the Holy Spirit, the waters, heavenly waters, springs of living waters that refresh us, that revive us, that enable us. Things are taking place externally in the land. And I don't know what's happening across the ocean. And I know Israel is at war, and Russia is at war, and we're all watching diligently to see what's going to happen next, because we're looking to see when Christ is coming back. And we're waiting for the announcement so that we all know externally, and we don't know what's going to happen next, but internally there's a great war raging, hallelujah, right now. And it's a contend. There's a Satan and Jesus is contending to see who's going to rule and reign over the privacy of your soul. Hallelujah. And guess what? You have all the say who's going to reign there. Amen. And so there's a tug of war that goes on. And, you know, I can't control anything happen externally, but I can control what's happening internally. And 44 years ago, the preacher was preaching a message similar to this about light and darkness. And he said, there's a tug of war going on over your soul, and you have to choose who's going to win. And when I said, Jesus, I want you to win the tug of war, I was born again. And my life's never been the same. Hallelujah. And that's the power of God. And we can choose Jesus today. Whatever struggle you're in, whatever trouble you're in, whatever you're going through, He's a loving Heavenly Father that comes and speaks with you like a son and like a daughter. And He's got answers that we're looking for. And He wants to encourage us today. Stay full of these living waters. Keep your lamp filled with oil. Hallelujah. And we'll never, doesn't matter how many seasons we pass through, we're going to pass through victoriously. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And so I think I said what I'm supposed to say this morning. And I want to just close with a word of prayer. Ask the worship team if they would come. And pray that you would pray about these things. Pray. Ask your Heavenly Father. Fill me, Lord, with these living waters, I ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we pray. I pray today. We need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost, just like the day of Pentecost. And we know You've joined Yourself to each one of us. We see that things are getting darker everywhere we look. And things are happening, being manifested in the earth. And we don't have all the answers, but You do. And Lord, we don't know what's going to happen next in the natural, but we pray spiritually You'd be what's happening next. You would fill our vision. You would fill us with the Holy Ghost and with fire from heaven, Lord, to that we might be used of You in these last days. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone who asked this morning to be filled with Your Spirit. I pray that You wouldn't deny them, that You would fill each one, that You would bless each one. And, Lord, that each one would be lifted before we leave this place today, that we would leave different than when we come in because of an infilling of the Holy Ghost. And we'll give You the honor and glory and praises in Jesus' name. Amen.